Validation principles. Here are some of the most important principles created by Naomi Feil based on the work of humanistic psychologists such as Eric Erickson, Abraham Maslow, and Carl Rogers. Painful feelings that are expressed, acknowledged, and validated by a trusted listener will diminish. Painful feelings that are ignored or suppressed will gain in strength. We are open to all feelings expressed by clients. Through empathy, we share these feelings and encourage expression. We acknowledge that disoriented older people freely express emotions in order to heal themselves. Listening with empathy builds trust, reduces anxiety, and restores dignity. We share the feelings of the client without worrying about the truth of the facts. People live on several levels of awareness, often at the same time. We never lie to clients because we know that on some level they know the truth. Feelings experienced in the present can trigger memories of similar feelings from the past. We understand and accept that for our clients, present-day events act as triggers for events from the past. There is a reason behind the behavior of disoriented, very old people. They express basic human needs and universal emotions. Our job as validation practitioners is to accompany older adults and support their expressions when they wish to express. We never push. Older adults living with cognitive decline must be accepted as they are. They cannot change. We can only change the way we respond. The principles offer us not only a greater understanding of people in the final stage of life, but also the goals of a validation practitioner. Those goals include: accompany the client in the resolution of unfinished issues, support feelings of self-worth, offer an empathetic relationship which allows the expression of feelings, motivate clients to increase verbal and nonverbal communication, create trust, do not judge, explore the personal reality of the disoriented elderly, create security and offer structure, maintain your own integrity, reduce physical and chemical restraints. Basic human needs. The basic human needs for very old adults are similar to those of younger people and yet unique in their special stage of life. Resolution of unfinished issues in order to die in peace. To live in peace, to express emotions, the need to restore a sense of equilibrium when eyesight, hearing, mobility, and memory fail, the need to make sense out of an unbearable reality, to find a place that feels comfortable, where one feels in order or in harmony, and where relationships are familiar. The need for recognition, status, identity, and self-worth. The need to be useful and productive. The need to be listened to and respected. The need to express feelings and be heard. The need to be loved and to belong. The need for human contact. The need to be nurtured, feel safe and secure, rather than immobilized and restrained. the need for sensory stimulation, tactile, visual, auditory, olfactory, gustatory, as well as sexual expression. The need to reduce pain and discomfort. Universal feelings. Universal emotions are felt by people of all ages and cultures. We all know sadness and surprise. We all have felt anger and joy. Having felt those emotions ourselves, we can share those emotions with another human being. This is the pathway to empathy. Joy, anger, fear, sadness, surprise, disgust. Each emotion has many levels of intensity. Anger can also be irritation. Joy can be pleasure. And sadness, grief.